Hi, this is Alexa Johnson, host of American Pulse, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Daniel Naylor, who is considered an endangered runaway. Daniel went missing October 5th, 1982, from Fremont, California. He would now be 33 years old, and he was born on June 23rd, 1968. He is white, 5 feet 9 inches, 140 pounds. He has blue eyes, brown hair. And when Daniel was last seen, he had braces on his teeth. If you know of Daniel Naylor's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOSS. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Daniel Naylor, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Thank you and welcome to the program, Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And we'll be talking about Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. So how are you, Rinsley?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
That's good.
Well, actually, I'm really good. Pretty good. I meant to make that more enthusiastic.
I'm pretty good. So last week, the power word that I chose for you was helpful. How are you helpful this week?
This week, I was helpful just by watching out for people's needs. I helped my mom babysit my brothers a bunch this week.
But that was fun.
Yeah, it's just great, you know. But yeah, it was fun. So, yeah, I was helpful this week.
That's
by
good.
Helping people out. So, yeah.
Last week, the word I chose for myself was creative. And I was creative this week by, you know, putting in my input at rehearsals, even though it didn't always work.
You know. But, like, sometimes you get those great ideas that people are like, yes. And then sometimes you're like, I don't think so.
This is an awesome idea. How about we do this? And they're like, no,
don't do that.
Just don't do that, please. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. You know,
sorry.
I tried. Yeah. But what word did you choose for yourself last week?
Last week, I chose mature for myself. I can't say I did it. I didn't do it. I'm not good at being mature.
It's okay.
But you know what? That's okay. But so last week, I chose for you authentic.
Authentic.
Yeah,
yes.
Almost said athletic. I'm sure you are athletic, though, but...
I was authentic this week by being myself and being very independent in everything I did and trying my best at things.
Nice. Okay. That's good.
So the power word that I chose for you this week is positive. How can you be positive this week?
Ooh, this week I can be positive by just looking at the bright side of things and just, like, I don't know, just being really upbeat and happy and... Like, when people are sad, just tell them to look on the positive side.
So
just
be yourself, Rinsley.
My life is awful. Well, at least you have a lollipop in your pocket, you know, like that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So, yeah, just be yourself. The word I chose for myself this week was determined, which is Rinsley's go-to word.
Oh, yes. Yes, it
is. I'm going to be determined this week by trying my hardest at everything I do and not giving up.
Yeah. That's a good word. I like that word. So for this week, I chose for you joyful. Wait, no, that's what I chose for myself. I chose for you wonderful. How can you be wonderful this week?
Wonderful. That's a big power word.
Yeah.
I think I can be wonderful this week by being fun and crazy and, you know, just being myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I chose for myself joyful this week, and I can be joyful just by... finding the good in every situation. So just like positive, it's got to be super upbeat and happy. And just
yeah, so your power words work together.
They're working together. So I can just, next week when you ask me, how are you positive, I'll say, I was positive and joyful, you know.
I was positive by being joyful and I was joyful by being positive.
There we go. You got that.
So the topic this week is don't judge a book by its cover. So a question that I have for you, Brinsley, is has anyone ever treated you differently because you were younger than them?
Well, definitely. I mean, everybody gets that, right? Like a teacher will be just like, well, you don't know, like, they just treat you like you don't have the same amount
You're
of knowledge.
Too young
yeah, like,
to understand.
I remember one time, which made me just super duper mad, there were these, like, 12-year-olds, and I was 13. And they were talking to each other, and they started to, like, get on a more inappropriate topic. And they said, oh, look at her. She would never understand any of this.
You're like, I'm older than you.
I'm turning 14 in a month. Excuse me? Like, really? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, you're ridiculous. Like, you know, that just really made me mad because I was older than them, you know? And they're like, you can handle it. Like, they were treating me like I was 10. And it just didn't really fly with me.
But you look young, and soon that will be good.
Yeah, someday when the world becomes old, I will stay the same.
And you'll look like you're 20 when you're like 80. Yeah, because you're young, because you look young.
But I'm really 82.
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No. Seriously, it is. It's like a parody thing.
Oh, awesome.
But I'm like, I watched that.
I just made that up, like me and the person that made that.
Nice
like
job.
Saying, yeah. Okay.
But anyways, the topic this week is don't judge a book by its cover. And I think our topic kind of means you should get to know someone better before you judge them right away. And I know a lot of people need help on that just by seeing people.
Yeah, people judge all the time. Like Simon Cowell, he'll judge you right before you get on that stage.
Well, he's a judge, so you know.
I don't like your outfit. I'm sorry, but it's just not going to fly. You're out of here, you know.
But that was funny. But I think you answered that, like, sometimes they treat you different even though because you looked younger, even though you're really older. But you know, there was this one girl I think was a year or two older than me, and she treated me like I was a baby, and and like she's like, well, I'm going to have you go do this, okay? All right?
I hate it. When I was younger, I hated it when babysitters did that. They just all assumed that I loved Disney princesses, but I didn't like Disney princesses.
I like Disney princesses.
I liked Ninja Turtles, so.
Awesomeness. Yeah. My brother likes
Ninja Turtles, Legos, and Transformers were my thing.
That's awesome.
I know. Well, I grew up with, like, two boys, so.
Understandable.
Didn't really have many girl toys.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And today we're talking about don't judge a book by its cover. So as I was saying like a few seconds ago, you know, there was this girl and like everything I did, she'd try to top and kind of just, she thought she was many years older than me when she was like one or two.
And
she treated me like I was, she treated me like I was five. And I'm like, you know what? No,
you don't own me.
No. Yeah, you don't own me. Sometimes I felt like she thought I couldn't handle certain things.
Oh, I hate when I was that. Like, this makes me so mad. I don't like that.
Me neither.
It just really bothers me. This is like a really like topic that just makes me angry. This is just one of the things that I just don't like at all. So
pet peeve.
Yeah, just one of my biggest pet peeves. So have you ever like felt embarrassed or awkward about the way? Like, because of the way they, like, someone else looked.
Actually.
Like, embarrassed to talk to them because they were maybe too pretty, too, like, too stuck up looking. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Stuck up looking.
But, you know, like, just, or maybe even kind of creepy looking. Because, I mean, people can be like that, so.
You know, I've never really been, like, felt like I'd be awkward talking to someone because, you know.
Yeah, I don't even think that's possible for you.
Because
it's just not. You're just so bubbly.
I'm
like,
already
whenever
awkward.
Whenever there's an awkward. No. Well, like, whenever there's an awkward conversation, like, awkward moment, I'm just like, why can't Callie be here right now?
So if you like,
fix things for
I like
me.
Bacon.
Yeah.
But sometimes I've never really not talked to a person or like ignored them or be like, I'm not talking to you because of how they looked, because you never really know how they're going to turn out to be, because that's kind of just how they might look on the outside or how other people say they are, but you never know until you find out personally. What about you?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. you'd summed it up for me. So
that's good. So why do you think people are so quick to judge others by their appearance or age?
Mostly because, I don't know, people just have a mindset in their head that they just think this is the way things are, this is the way things are going to be. Like, I know someone who didn't really like me because they thought that everything had to be a certain way, but I'm different, you know, like, people just don't, I'm not normal, like, normal people
You're
are.
You're fun, crazy.
So, yeah, so people just don't, like, quite understand me sometimes. So this person really had a hard time. They would never talk to me because they just were like, okay, I just don't know how to deal with her. But then they finally became, like, used to the way I was and realized, like, they just thought, well, she's, how is she going to get a job, you know? But, and then they came to the conclusion, she's never going to get a real job. But this was one of my relatives, so it's not like, you know, like, just some random person off the streets judging me, like, when's she going to get a job? No, this is someone that was, like, worrying about my future. And then someone else said to them, well, she's not normal. She's not going to get a normal job. She's going to have a different job than regular people, you know? So I think it's just really, people just think that things have to be a certain way, and they don't. It's just really up to the person.
That was inspiring.
Yeah.
Clap for Rinsley.
Thank you.
Okay. I thought that I pretty much agree with that. I think some people just are very stereotypical about things. And, mm-hmm. like, if you're doing these kind of things, you're this kind of person. If you look like this, you're this kind of person. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
You don't know that until you exactly know me. Because I know the other day I was actually online and some people said that one of my friends was a bad word.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, do you know her personally? Because I knew that they never really hang out with her, like, ever talk to her and stuff. They said no. I'm like, well, then how do you know that? And then they kind of ignored it, but, you know, because some people just think right away if they're not friends with them or they've never really talked to them.
Or they're too pretty. Like, that happens a lot. Like, if someone's too pretty, people are just like, oh, she is stuck up. No, she's not. She's really awesome and nice, and you might like her.
So,
you
know,
took the time to get to
know
her.
It's really, really weird how it happened at my school, because, like, people either make fun of me for my looks.
Yeah, because you're, like, so pretty, and they are just jealous. And
thank you, Lindsay.
They probably think that you just, you're too good for them.
They would, or they would call me Barbie and say, "Ah, you're so fake." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
okay."
And I bet they wish they could be a Barbie.
I'm like taking it as a compliment.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley,
and you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Hey, and welcome back to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation about don't judge a book by its cover.
So right now we have on Miss Mariah, who does Hot Pies with us. So how are you, Mariah?
I am very good.
Okay, so let's learn a little bit about Mariah. So 14-year-old Mariah LaRond has done many activities in the community. Some of her latest shows include Annie, A Christmas Carol, and The Sound of Music at the Hale Theater in Broadway Palms.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know. And wait, we're not even done. Okay. She also has competed in many singing competitions, including Hot Pipes and Tempe Idol. Her latest achievement is winning the Arizona State Cinderella Scholarship Program in the teen division. All year, she represents Arizona and receives a $500 scholarship to college. As an active member in the National Honor Society, Mariah volunteers her Friday nights working with children at the Watkins Shelter for the Homeless in Phoenix. Wow.
Yeah, girl, you got some talent there.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's like, wow, because I always wanted to do the Hale Theater, but I didn't do it.
So my mom was reading that, and she's like, this is impressive.
Yeah.
Kelly, step it up. Yeah, so that's, I'm going to say it one more time, pretty impressive, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool.
So tell me about some of your shows that you do, you know?
You know, I've always had, like, a passion for musicals. I love singing, and I love dancing, and I love to act. So Broadway is actually one of my goals in life, and I just think that it's so much fun because all the Broadway Palms and the Hale Theater are both professional theaters, and so they pay their actors, and it's like, and they apply for Zonies, which is the Arizona Awards for actors, and I just think that it's so much fun. All of the shows, I meet so many great people, and everyone's just so nice.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, I just started my very first theater show ever, and I'm doing big, and I'm excited. So, you know, and Rinsley's doing one, too, you know.
Oh, don't even talk about it.
That's awesome. I think it's awesome.
Guess what I am? I am a dwarf. Wait, no.
A munchkin.
A munchkin.
Even though she's the tallest person I know.
Yes.
Hey, I was the mayor of Munchkin City whenever I did the Wizard of Oz.
So that's fun.
You're just so tall.
I know, I am.
It's out of place.
I don't know.
Okay.
Weird stuff. I don't even understand. Okay, I don't want to get on this topic.
So how long do you think you've been singing?
I've been singing since I was about 4 years old. That was 11 years ago. I'm 14 now. And so it's always just been one of my passions.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
And you can sing too. Oh,
She can really sing.
Yes. So
she can sing right. In 10 years, like, what would you hope to be doing in life? Like, what's your goal?
Well, I hope to be in med school, hopefully in New York, so that way I can also be on Broadway and just kind of enjoy my life for what it's going to be. I want to be a surgeon or I want to be on Broadway. Either one works with me.
Or both.
Or both. You know.
Yeah. You're an impressive person.
Yes. Very accomplished.
Yes.
And you're only 14 like me.
Exactly.
Look at my life.
So what are some of your hobbies aside from singing?
Well, I love rock climbing and I love dance and I love cheer and I love acting like we had talked about earlier. And I love doing everything. It's just, everything's so just fun. So much fun. So.
What kind of cheer do you do?
Well, this past spring, I was in junior high, and I was on my cheer team. And I just had a lot of fun. I am going to try out for cheer in high school also, so I'm excited.
Cool.
I can't cheer.
That sounds so fun. I want to try out.
I wish I could.
I've never done it before, but you know, it's okay.
That's okay. You just try something new and hope you get in.
So what do you think your Supergirl power word is? I ask that all the time.
You do, every single
I do.
I think that I'm very determined. Anything I set my mind to, I just want to do it. I mean, I am determined to do what I want.
That's awesome.
Sucker,
Rinsley likes buddies. That one. Power buddies. I'm going to start using that too.
You should. Like, if somebody gets yours, just throw it out there.
Buddies. But I think that's a really good thing. And it's also very true because from what I see at Hot Pipes, you're very, you have your mindset and you try your hardest and do your best, which I know you do your best. Trust me, you're flawless. But I think that's a really good power word for you because it pretty much does describe you as a person.
Thank you. Yeah, you're really great. So just a reminder, you're listening to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. And I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
Let's continue our conversation. So Mariah, who is your role model?
My role model in my life is my mom. She's taught me that whatever's in the past is in the past, and to just keep moving forward and look what's ahead.
Yeah, that's awesome. My mom's my role model, too.
What has your mom taught you about your life?
About my life, she's taught me that anything can happen and that everything happens for a reason. And so if something bad happens, there's a reason that it happened, and that's what's supposed to happen.
Is she the one who helps you through the bad times that mm-hmm. kind of happen?
Whenever I was 8, my dad passed away, and that's kind of the reason that I like singing. It just shows me that he's proud of me for what I've done, so.
Oh, Mariah.
But he is proud of you.
He is.
So, have you ever been judged because of the way you look?
Yes, I have many a times. In the program that I do, the Cinderella Scholarship Program, I am in the teen division, and it was my first year. And in the past, I've always felt like I've just been drowned out because everyone is so much older and more developed. And they're not necessarily older, they're just a lot taller than me. So I just felt like I was just not there, like I was almost invisible. And at school, people have asked me if I was at the wrong school or if I was in the wrong classroom because I'm so short and I look so young.
Yeah. You know, that's not going to be a problem when you get older.
Yeah, you'll be
so.
So how did you overcome that?
Well, my mom just told me, you know, just ignore them. They're just jealous. They're just trying to be people that they're just very judgmental. And exactly. They're just not nice, and just kind of stay away from them.
So that sounds good. So what exactly is the Cinderella Scholarship Program?
Well, it's a scholarship program for girls ages 0 to 26. I had to think about that for a second.
0.
And it's to earn scholarships for college. So at the state program, if you win, which I did, you win a $500 scholarship to the college of your choice. And then 2 weeks ago, I went to Vegas to compete in the international program. And if you win that, you get a $5,000 scholarship and $4,000 cash. And wow. My sister, who's 6, she made it into the top 20. And so I feel so proud.
That's so cute. Your sister is just adorable.
She's
so
really cute.
You know, I think that's so awesome. So I was going to say a few seconds ago, you know, even though they might say you're so small and so short and so little, you know, in that tiny little package is the biggest voice I've pretty much ever heard. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Seriously. Like, so how are you a Supergirl?
How am I a Supergirl? People have told me, like moms and girls that are older than me, and even people that are younger than me, that I'm a role model for younger girls that like to do the same stuff that I like to do. Even at school, people are like, you know, I don't really know you that well, but you seem like the kind of person that I could talk to. So,
yeah. And you are, because...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Were like, I met you at Hot Pipes that one night, and then we just hit it off. We started talking a bunch.
Yeah.
So she's really awesome to talk to.
Yeah, guys. That one night we were like hanging out all night.
Because the teens were being a little bit funny.
Oh, yeah. not at the finals, but like at the shows leading up. Mm-hmm. Me and Mariah were like...
Yeah, you guys were buddy-buddy.
I'm a very hyper person, especially when I'm tired. So
oh my gosh.
I was exhausted.
That was awesome. And then your high heels. Those were adorable.
Oh, thank you.
And big.
Yes, they were. I have to look a little bit taller.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Thought they were adorable. But speaking of Hot Pipes, why do you like to sing?
You know, it makes me feel like I make my dad proud, like I had said earlier. And it gives me that power that I can do anything. So. Yeah.
What kind of songs do you like to sing mostly?
Mostly, I like to sing Broadway music. I'm trying to get into more of like the popular now times music, just because that's what people like to listen to. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I also like to hear you doing Broadway. My mom thinks you're adorable. So,
yeah. Thank you.
You really own like, that stage, and she does Broadway because I saw like a video of you on your Facebook page.
Oh, you
do that little dance. It's so cute. I was like, oh, that's adorable.
Like the very first night, we went just for like not. It was the showcase, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my mom heard you sing I Will Always Love You, and she's like, can I have your voice? When you're on stage, she seriously whispered that to me. But I think it's really good that you're so determined and and actually, you're very, very talented.
Thank you.
I think it's good because that's going to get you far in life.
Yeah, definitely it will. You got great things ahead of you, and you better not forget about us.
Yeah, definitely. When you're on Broadway, say, this is for Callie Rinsley.
Yeah, I know. Two girls with us. Let me on a radio show that one time.
Exactly. One time.
And I had, like, my best friends ever, too, so. mention that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time. We had such a good time. And let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. Thank you again, Mariah.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation about don't judge a book by your cover. Its cover. Yeah. Basically, we're getting questions from the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect workbook.
Know it.
Every that week. You can buy
every week. Every week, everybody.
And you can purchase it on www.seversonsisters.org, or I think Amazon. Yeah. Yeah, on Amazon. Yeah. So the first question I have is, list names kids at school call you that give you bad feelings.
Ooh. Some aren't appropriate, so I'm going to skip those.
Skip those.
Stupid really bothers me. People are always calling me a dumb blonde and saying I should switch hair colors with my best friend, which kind of bothers me because I know I can be an airhead sometimes. I mean, we've all heard it. It's been on air.
We're all airheads. We're all airheads.
It's true, but I really kind of don't like it because I don't always do my best at school, you know? So it just, like, really, really bothers me when people say hurtful things to me like that because that's one of the things that just really, really are very personal when people call me stupid. Even though they're kidding, it just really, really hurts.
Yeah.
So, and then also another one would be probably just when people are just like, oh, you're pretty. Like, you know, like when I'm having an airheaded moment, they'll go, you're pretty. And I'm like, and then of course I'm just going to play on, thank you. I know.
Like, I know.
So yeah, whatever. So I just kind of play that one off. But yeah, I don't like it when people relate anything to me being dumb because I just don't like being called dumb. Even though I am dumb. I don't want people to say
no,
it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, whatever.
Some of the things people at school call me, skipping all the bad ones, because you know there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
No one's ever called me this, but it really bothers me when people say retard, because it's actually a serious thing. And
people
it annoys me.
People can get very offended by that.
Exactly, because they just go around throwing around the word like it's nothing. It's like,
it's something, guys. Because I remember one time, for that word, my school does this thing. It's like, don't say the R word. But also, it's good. It's kind of cheesy what they do, but it's got a good message. But I have a relative that was in the Army for a while, and he was working with, like, these Down syndrome kids. I can't remember why. I think they were, like, in Afghanistan or something. I don't know. But anyway, there was a time where he was in uniform, and he called his friend the R word. And the little Down syndrome kid was there. And he felt like really awful, and so now he's very like careful about what he says like around everybody,
because that can really hurt somebody's feelings. Like, exactly. And the kid almost cried, too. So, yeah, it's just, like, really, really important not to, you know, say that word.
I'm also, as I mentioned, called Barbie, which I really hope does not continue on at my new school.
It won't. Just don't tell anybody about it.
I know. Because people were like, hey, Barbie. And at first I'm like, you know, okay, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. Then they're like, I'm like, wait, why are you calling me Barbie? Because you're fake. Because you're plastic. Because you're not real. And that kind of brought me, like, a little bit down because, you know, they're all of a sudden saying, like, oh, I'm, like, perfection. And then they're, like, using it to bring me down. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I made fun of for pretty much anything that they can think of, you know, at like, last second.
Ooh, your eyes are blue. That's, you know, like, that doesn't, but people will find, like, they'll find things to say.
Exactly. Like,
I don't know if this is bad, but I hated it. Because I have braces, and boys have this code name for me. They call me Train Tracks because of my braces. So that's fun, right? So,
yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Actually,
but at least they have the code word for me, so that means they're talking about me, right?
You know.
you know.
But one time, actually, a parent actually made fun of my braces.
Are you serious?
You know, sometimes it's not just the kids that do it. Sometimes it's, you got to think about who's encouraging them kind of to do it.
Yeah, and then they need the power to be mature because...
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's probably what that power is meant for.
Because sometimes parents can be, like, so maybe competitive or just, like, oh, I'm so much better than you. Mm-hmm. That they're going to try and bring you down because that's happened to me before. Like, I know when, we had Gabby on before, she talked about how parents always... do that to her, like,
but
on her Facebook.
Crazy,
it's
but
just
it must
crazy
be because Gabby looks so much older.
She's just flawless.
Yeah, she really is. She's gorgeous
and she's kind and nice too, and that's probably why, because they try to find something to pick on you for.
Yeah, it's ridiculous
and it's so hard because most of the people, because I know a lot of my friends that get picked on, they're really pretty and they're really nice, and they've got to find something else to like pick on them for.
Yeah, you know, it's really like sad, like you pick out one thing. Like, I remember one time there was this boy, he liked me, and so he was gonna ask me out, but I said no, and then he said, that's fine, your nose is weird anyway. And
that's so silly.
It's like, it was ridiculous. But then I started to think, I'm like, wait, why would he say that my nose was weird? You know, like, I always thought my nose was cute, and so now
you
I'm
have a
always
cute nose.
But now I'm all self-conscious about my nose because I don't know if it's weird or not.
Your nose is awesome.
But yeah,
I personally love your nose.
Oh, thank you. Your nose is very cute too.
Thank you. So again, you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation.
Yeah.
So what? Why do you think people call other people names?
I think people call other people names because they're just so insecure with themselves, so they pick out, try to justify themselves, like themselves thinking so little of themselves by picking out what's bad in other people and thinking that's why I'm better than them, you know?
Exactly. I think that if they're going
to
be...
Or they're just trying to be funny. That's another one.
So I think if they're kind of doing that to other people, you know, they probably feel down on themselves. And if you feel down on yourselves, you should probably work on building yourself up than bringing other people down. That's how I feel about it. Because you're not going to help yourself at all by hurting other people.
You should watch what you say because it could be hurtful to others, Callie. Really?
Cal.
I'm just kidding.
I'm like, what did I do?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. But I think that people kind of try and do it for, like, a sense of security in themselves that they don't feel. They kind of, sometimes they feel that way about themselves and they want to tell it to other people. And I think instead of hurting other people, they should try to be more confident in themselves. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm serious about that. Like, just watch what you say. I know. No, not you. No, I mean, like, everybody, like, watch what you say.
Exactly.
No, yeah. No.
So, have there ever been times when others put you down?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And yes. Yeah, people do that all the time. I mean, just by the silliest things, like, there was a girl, I'm pretty sure I've talked about her just about all the time because of how badly she made my life for that little while.
Seventh grade year. Oh, this is a different story.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure I've talked about her. But, I was just, that girl was not cool. She was at first, the first day of school, she's so nice to me. Oh, we have the same binders. That's awesome. The next day of school, I hate you.
Why?
Because you have the same binders, you know. I really don't know why. But she's like, I had the cutest jacket. It was kind of like cute. It was like plaid and it was just adorable, you know. Kind of looks like, you know, like how you do that like whole plaid hobo thing going, but it's not like a hobo, you know what I mean? Well, it was so cute and it had like a little hood. It was like a gray hood, but it was plaid. So, you know, it was a jacket. Yeah. It had a zipper and everything. And yeah, it was cute. It wasn't a hobo jacket. And she's just like, that's a hobo jacket. And I'm like, you're a giraffe. I probably shouldn't have said that, but she's just like really tall. And I know she doesn't like that she's tall, but I called her a giraffe. And I probably shouldn't have called her a giraffe,
You're talking quickly.
Yeah. But yeah, I shouldn't have called her a giraffe. That was mean. But yeah, I just, you know how you just try to defriend yourself in that moment.
Exactly.
And you say whatever it is you can when you don't even think about it. And I shouldn't have said that. But I mean, I was mad. That was a cute
Understandable.
Jacket. I still wore it. I was like, just for you, I'm wearing this jacket every single day, honey. And it's not going to affect you at all. But you know what? Yeah. So
how did it make you feel when you put her down?
At first, it felt really awesome, to be honest. And then after, I was just like, I shouldn't have said that. And then I felt kind of bad. And then I'm like, well, you know what? Just move past it and try not to do that again.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily going to apologize just because, you know, that'd be kind of ridiculous to apologize to her for after everything that she had said to me. But
exactly.
Maybe it would have been a good idea to apologize. I probably should have because maybe then she would have apologized back to me. But you know what? I probably didn't handle that situation quite correctly, but I mean,
it's over and done with.
You know, yeah, what you gonna do? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It happens. So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Welcome back to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation about
Don't judge a
book by its cover.
Rinsley's laughed at me.
I'm having a moment.
Okay. So these are questions from girls around the valley.
Oh. Yes, they're here with us.
No, I'm kidding. They're not. Their questions are, though.
Yeah, you know. Their questions. They're with us in spirit because their questions are here with us. Yes. Back to the point.
Okay.
Okay. So, Google.
Okay. So, one of my friends asked me, do you have any silly superstitions?
Well. I do. One, just don't jinx yourself before you go on stage because that's just not a good idea. Like, I saw a girl do it at Peoria Idol. The guy, she didn't do it to herself, but the guy did it to her.
Oh!
Remember, he's like, there's a lot of words in that song.
There was a lot of words
in
that song.
I forgot the words, you know?
That was so sad.
I felt really bad for him.
That was his fault.
Yeah, that was his fault, but.
That was kind of sad.
Yeah, so just don't jinx yourself, don't jinx anybody, just.
Don't let anyone jinx you!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
But the super.
What about you?
Yeah. I have Yeah. Usually I wear my cross necklace on stage. I don't know why.
I just usually do.
I don't know why. And sometimes when I need good luck, I put a 13 on my hand because I like that number.
It's a good one.
You know, I don't know. Usually people are like, 13's unlucky. I'm like, it's my number.
I have like a Liahona, but that it's just like an old time compass, but it's like a necklace.
That's so cool.
It's really pretty. So like I always wear it so that I can do what's right. Like I wear it whenever I'm faced with a tough decision.
I'm thinking, that's not it.
I'm like, yeah, but I usually wear it and stuff when I'm like on stage or doing something where I could be faced with a decision that I need to make that would affect my life. So
cool. Yeah. So
that's one of my things.
What was one of your questions?
One of my questions is, I have a friend who stabbed me in the back. She apologized on a few occasions. I know she feels bad, but I'm having a hard time forgiving her. I know I should forgive her, but I can't seem to get over it enough. So what should I do?
Well, I think if this is kind of a first-time thing, like if she's really, really nice and like has never really done that kind of thing to you before.
Keep going.
Then if she's never really done that kind of thing to you before, then maybe you should kind of try your best to forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's kind of a thing that she keeps doing and doing and doing,
yeah,
then maybe it's kind of time to kind of back away a little bit. Because then if she keeps doing it, she's not very trustworthy with that kind of thing.
So yeah, I totally agree. So, I think that I know it's hard to forgive sometimes, but holding grudges never helped anyone. So try your best to forgive her because that's really all you can do. Mm-hmm. But if she does it again, then girl, you just gotta leave. You just gotta leave. I mean, I know I say that a lot with stuff like you should leave friends when they are not treating you correctly. But to be honest, I know that's probably not what you guys want to hear. But really, that's what I've learned in my life is that, because I've had a friend for a long time. She's one of my best friends still, but she brought me down so much. She really just made me feel like really bad, like about myself. Like I just was nothing. Like I just didn't matter. I was like poop compared to her, you know? Like I was the ground she walked on. And it just like, and now looking back, I just realized that I really shouldn't have let her do that, and I should have left her as a friend, but I had been with her for so long that I just thought, well, she's my friend, you know, she's safe in my comfort zone. But to be honest, she wasn't my friend. She was not my friend because she stabbed me in the back. Every time I told her a secret, she'd go out and tell everybody else. She would always just treat me awfully. She would just, like, when I remember in third grade, there was an instance where we were reading a book, and she goes, oh, do you want me to read the big one since you can't read that well? And that was, like, really tough for me. Like, so I think that really just, you just gotta leave when, you know. And lucky for me, I just, you know, in sixth grade, I finally decided, you know what, I'm done with you. And then she moved.
Done with you.
So,
yeah, you know.
You know.
I think you need good friends that make you happy and let you be yourself instead of just putting you down every few seconds. Because
you just really got to watch out for that. Because not that I realized it at the time, but now I look back and I just thought the way she treated me was just not right at all.
Yeah, agreed.
And actually, I didn't really realize it until I started talking about her to my other friends. They're like, wait a minute, that's just not right. And I'm like, wait a second, you're right, that is not right. I just grew up with that, you know, exactly. Just thinking that that was okay, but it wasn't.
I know.
So I just really just gotta...
That's good that she kind of moved, so you wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. So another question I got is, my friend is now on the softball team, and I'm so happy for her. Ever since she's joined, though, she's been hanging out with her teammates and not me. What do I do? What do you think, Rinsley?
I think that you should just probably just tell her that, like... Just tell her how you're feeling. Like, just be like, hey, why haven't you hung out with me in a while? You know, like, I miss you. And if she doesn't, like, acknowledge that the way you're feeling, if she just brushes it off like, oh, it's no big deal, then she's obviously not the right friend for you. But, and then also, if that doesn't work, just
say, hey, why don't you come over? And she'd come over like, hey, don't you come on over back? Yeah, but anyways. So
I think
I like that song.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, just invite her over. Maybe she'll recognize. Maybe she'll realize how much she misses you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe you should invite her to do something, like go see a movie or something. And then try to grow as close as you once were, and maybe she'll notice that, oh, I was once your friend.
I miss my Rinsley Phelps.
I miss my Rinsley Phelps.
That's what all my friends call me. It's pretty funny.
That's cute. So I think that it's kind of the best idea to do that. So what was one of your questions?
One of my questions was, I love my mom, but we fight a lot, and sometimes I feel like she hates me. I can't seem to do anything right when I'm around her. Even though I'm trying so hard to please her, I don't know what to do. Please help.
I really don't think your mom hates you. Like, I really don't think so. Yeah. I know me and my mom fight once in a while.
Yeah,
and it seems like she hates me, but she loves me.
She just wants the best
for you. Does. And, you know, if your mom and you fight a lot, maybe you should sit down and talk to her about how it makes you feel and how you're trying your hardest to make her happy and grow stronger together. Mm-hmm. And I think she'll probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I think you should just tell her how you're feeling. Like, if she really is, you know, treating you like that, just be like, hey, mom, I just want to talk to you. Like, I feel like you don't really like me, you know? Just, like, tell her how you feel, because maybe she just doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
So,
a question I have is, what is your opinion on cliques?
I hate cliques, because I remember so my church has this thing called Mutual, and we go every week. And on Wednesdays, and there was a group of girls, and they were all friends, and I used to be friends with these girls. But then once this new girl comes in to this group, she completely pushed me out. I don't know if it was intentional, but she just pushed me out, like, just took out the trash, made me leave. She, became all buddy-buddy with all my other friends, and guess who? I had no friends. I didn't. Luckily, a new girl came, and I befriended her pretty fast, so that other girl could not get to her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just like, hey, you're my friend. Get over here. So, yeah. So, now we're good. But, yeah, I just really just don't like cliques at all. If you're in a clique, try to include people, please.
Yeah, I personally hate them because I like to hang out with a bunch of different friend groups and not just, like,
one.
Because I feel like that they're too labeled. Like, if you're hanging out with them, I'm not going to talk to you because they're mean. Or if you're hanging out with them, I'm not going to talk to you because you ain't cool no more. And if you're hanging out with them, you know what? Yeah. You don't deserve me. So I think
I darn right deserve you. You don't deserve me.
So I just personally think that they're really just not good, because they kind of separates everyone from each other, and that's not how it should be. Everyone should be able to hang out with whoever they want to.
Yeah, definitely. So what makes you guys a Supergirl? That's what one of mine was.
I said
in third person.
I said I am a Supergirl because I am fearless, and it's not that I'm completely unafraid of everything. It's because I'm actually really terrified of a lot of stuff, but it's that no matter what, I'm not afraid to jump in and try it.
Yeah. So let's do our promise cards, like, super duper fast.
Okay.
Because you know how much
time. So my promise is, I promise to write down 10 things that make me grateful today.
Okay. I promise to always be loyal to my friends and treat them right.
That's a good promise. Yeah. So thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Allie.
I'm Rinsley.
And this show is produced by a kid star for the Voice America Kids Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and we will be with you again next week.
Bye.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts?
If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.